Minot State University is making some changes in its tuition model. It'll be before the Board of Higher Education next week. Brent Winiger is Minot State's Vice President for Administration and Finance.
When the current model that we've been using for the last several years is first put in, it was designed to associate like online and distance education expenses and, you know, with the revenues and sort of put them out into a separate bucket. But with the growth of online, which is, you know, probably a quarter of our classes now, and the credits we generate are online, roughly, you know, that's gotten a little bit out of whack. And so the revenues now are outstripping the expenses, which is kind of interesting. And so now with this COVID-19 pandemic that we've got going, what's happening is we're anticipating even more classes will be going to online this fall.
So Winiger says the university decided to simplify things.
This basically makes a credit, no matter what you're taking. It's, you know, it's going to be an identical structure. And so that gives us more flexibility. You know, it puts the revenues and expenses all in the same bucket for everybody, and we can allocate as needed. It makes us more nimble and flexible in terms of how we put our operational budgets together. And, it, you know, it's more transparent. It simplifies everything.
Winiger says it also makes it easier to explain to students and to parents. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.